Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning on your way to golf, guys, 8 to 9 a.m. on 101.1 FM and probably the most listened to show for the 50-plus market on this Oldies channel. So welcome back to the show. If you listen to us on your computer, that means you went to our website, generations808.com, that houses actually all our past radio shows, our webinars, and our 2 seasons we did on OC16. And all the past issues of Generations Magazine, the print copy from day one when we started in October 2010. So, yes, we've been started our 11th year, and thanks to our staff and our listeners and our viewers and our readers, thank you so much to still having us around. So we're committed to this industry. We're committed to providing great resources like our guest today, and we're committed to always being but not biased to certain companies. We want to make sure we provide all the information out there to our seniors and their families. So that's why we do the show. So anyway, one of our partners in the magazine, Kaiser Hospital, or what we call Kaiser Medical Group, but Kaiser Hospital, is on the show. And actually, we brought in one of their great pharmacists, Miss Shelley. Shelley Kikuchi, is that correct, Shelley?
Kikuchi.
Shelley Kikuchi, okay. Yeah, so welcome to the show, Kelly. How are you?
Good. Sorry, it's Shelley.
I'm sorry, Shelley.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Shelley. Yeah, I mean, I love to have pharmacists on. You know, we got to get you guys out there and write more articles. But tell us your background a little bit as a pharmacist with Kaiser.
Yeah, sure. So, again, my name's Shelley Kikuchi. I'm a Kaiser Permanente pharmacy director, but born and raised here in beautiful Oahu. After I graduated high school here, I went to the mainland to pursue my pharmacy career, attended University of the Pacific in Northern California, and then I completed my pharmacy training in Southern California at Kaiser Permanente, Downey Medical Center. Spent about a decade there working as a clinical pharmacist, and I did supervision for a little bit, and then had this amazing opportunity that I'm so thankful for to this day to transfer back home, get myself closer with my family again. And I've been here working in Hawaii at Kaiser for about 8 years now.
Eight years, and you had 10 years of prior experience? You sound like you're 21 years old, 20 years old.
I will take that as a compliment.
Yes. Take that one. You're 61 like my age. You're going to say, oh, yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. But, I love your commercials, by the way. And then one guy says, yeah, I'm a patient, too. Like you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great news. So,
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I'm a patient, too, and I've been a Kaiser patient my entire life. I was born at Kaiser Permanente when the hospital was located in Waikiki. So I'm not just an employee, but I consider myself a Kaiser lifer as well.
Wow, you were born at the old Kaiser Hospital in Waikiki?
It used to be where the Prince Hotel is located.
Did you know that,
G3?
No, G3, our engineer here at the studio, he's like in his 20s. Like, guys in 20s, Shelley, don't know that Kaiser was actually where the Hawaii Prince Hotel was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we always say, like, man, whose idea was that to give up that great real estate, you know?
I know. It was right there in Waikiki. Yeah. I remember the day. I remember seeing my memory bank. I remember when that building came down. It was amazing.
Oh, neat.
Wow, you were born at the old.
Yep.
That's a great fact for. Well, you can't mention that to people under 30 because they probably go, Waikiki. Why would they put a Kaiser in Waikiki? Wow, good for you. You know, something interesting, you know, I work with seniors every day and I deal with the families every day. And you know, you sent me a bunch of questions to ask you about pharmacists and seniors, but your first question kind of made me think, yeah, why is a pharmacist important to my overall health? Why is that? I mean, I don't take any medications myself, but at some point I may. But yeah, why is a pharmacist important to one's overall health?
Yeah, so Percy, when you're ready to start taking your first medication,
no,
then you can rest
that's
assured.
The goal. The goal is to have not take medication, there. But I get it, right.
Oh, yes, yes. I completely agree. Yeah. I completely agree. But if that fateful day ever occurs, you can rest assured there's a pharmacist there behind the scenes and involved in the process. So pharmacists, you know, we are medication experts, and a lot of folks don't necessarily know. We go to graduate school. We get our doctorate. So we're doctors of pharmacy, and we get a lot of training to make sure that we understand the therapeutics, you know, the roles, management, everything there is to know about drugs. So for you, you know, as a patient, whether you're getting your medications from just your traditional pharmacy or, say, you're in the hospital or, you know, things like that, there is a pharmacist there checking your medication, making sure that whatever you're taking is appropriate, effective, and safe, not interacting with other things, you know, the right dose, safe for you. And then the cool thing that I like to share is that pharmacists can do a lot more than probably a lot of folks know. So at Kaiser Permanente, the team that I work with is a team of clinical pharmacists, and what they can do is they can actually prescribe, adjust, do all kinds of things with your medications, just like physicians. And we specialize in things, chronic conditions. So say you're on medications for things like diabetes or your cholesterol. So you're on blood thinners, which can be kind of, you know, high risk if they're not managed appropriately, or anemia, hepatitis, you know, a lot of different kinds of things. I could go on and on. So we do have, specialty areas of focus as well. And, you know, most importantly, we're just a great resource. I think, you know, pharmacists are everywhere. I mean, I think that's why it's so great that we've been able to kind of support the COVID-19 vaccination efforts, because we're accessible. But whether it's that or you're just having some kind of a mild thing, say like a rash, upset stomach, headache, I mean, your local community pharmacist in your neighborhood can help out. They're easily accessible. And that's really good, too, because right now with the pandemic, we're trying to limit our exposure, so it's good to know that you could get your groceries or do your long shopping and probably get help with something you might be experiencing health-wise.
Yeah, but so you had mentioned that you can prescribe. So let's say somebody's doctor prescribes something and the patient doesn't quite think it's working, or it conflicts, makes them not feel good. Would you prescribe something else, or would you go to the doctor to prescribe, tell the doctor, hey, your patient's not doing this, or they don't feel as comfortable. Do you want to increase the dose or take away, don't even give them that medication anymore? Would you have that authority over them?
Yeah. Yeah, in certain cases we would, actually. So for our pharmacists, specialists, or our clinical pharmacists, we call them. They work under what we call a collaborative practice agreement with the physicians, and they have protocols and guidelines and things in place. And so actually, my pharmacist, we can make the adjustment. You know, patients like, you know, this is not working out for me. I'm experiencing this side effect or whatnot. Our pharmacist can go ahead and make the change, order the new med, order follow-up labs, the whole shebang, you know. But in other cases, if that's not on our protocols, our processes, or it's not, you know, in our area of expertise, we definitely partner closely with the physicians, whether that's primary care or in a specialty area, to help the patient get the adjustment or attention or help that they need. So we also help to support patients that way too.
Yeah, that's very important, because a lot of times, as you said, as we all know, you know, when you have a doctor's appointment, they're lucky if they're with you more than 5 minutes, let alone 10 minutes. You know, unfortunately, my doctor retired this last month, but he would spend about 15 minutes with me. If we talk about senior stuff, it's kind of funny. He's a senior himself. That's why, I mean, technically, I don't know if I consider 61 being a senior, but I guess when you're 62 and you're able to take Social Security, I guess you can consider yourself a senior, but I do not. But that, but that is, you guys are, you guys, pharmacists, you guys are actually better person to talk to, because your doctor, a lot of times they'll say, oh, what's symptoms? Here you go. Here's the prescription. This is the solution. But it's not always, I don't know if they actually think it through that much on what other medications you're taking, or do they ever speak to other doctors about what medication the other doctors prescribing?
Do pharmacists talk to other doctors, or do doctors
talk to other doctors? Let's say you have a heart doctor, then you have a kidney doctor, or you have a neuro. They don't talk to each other very much, do they?
Well, that's a good question. So my experience at Kaiser Permanente, or at KP, is the physicians are all part of the same medical group, or, you know, the Hawaii Permanente medical group. And so they work and partner very well. You know, it's an integrated system. So physicians have close and ongoing communication with each other. Our specialists are awesome. So whether you're another physician or you're even one of our pharmacists or staff, it's like an open door thing. So say we need to consult any of the specialists about a certain patient, it's a complicated thing or something unusual or something needing extra attention and care, you know, we shoot that off. Our specialist would review it and kind of advise us on next steps or what they would recommend. So it's a real good, fluid, open communication between everybody on the healthcare team, really, irregardless of what specialty or department or unit you might work in, or even what discipline you might be. So that is one of the things I really do love and appreciate about the Kaiser system and our Kaiser culture, which I think really sets us up to be able to offer the very best care for our patients.
Is that so? I like your commercials, by the way. Your marketing team does a great job. But is that how?
Yeah.
So does every doctor? Let's say I come in and say, hey, Dr. Kelly, Shelley, I have this issue, but like I got tendonitis in my elbow, I got tennis elbow, and I had a slight groin pain from running too fast the other day. That's a joke, by the way. I don't run very fast. So does your orthopedic guy or your surgery guy, when they pull up my record, will they see all that information there?
Yes, definitely. I think one of the things we like to share about is our electronic medical record. It's integrated, so everybody can see everything, you know, that's going on with you, no matter who's caring for you. And that's not just what treatment you've had or your meds, but also your labs, your imaging, you know. So it's really good and important that your providers, your healthcare team has the full picture, what's going on with you, to make sure you're getting what you need and the appropriate things. And so that's definitely really an advantage. Even our outpatient pharmacists, like the pharmacists in our pharmacies at Kaiser, have access to the medical records. So they do even a lot more than maybe your traditional community or retail pharmacy, because they have access to this information too, and that can kind of inform them providing care.
Yeah, that's good information, because I know I had to call another doctor, and it took me so long to get a hold of this guy. Don't you want to return my call? I get they're busy, but yeah, it's important to me. You know, I needed something else, and I needed an answer. Hopefully, I gave him a day, 2 days worst case, and I had to bug him for like 3 to 4 days and finally got the answer. But so that's really nice. That's one thing I like about Kaiser.
I hope that wasn't a Kaiser doctor. Well,
oh, no, no,
you said earlier
not.
You're
no,
not
no.
Kaiser, so no, that,
no,
I wouldn't
Kaiser.
Imagine that would be
no,
the case.
No, I'm not a Kaiser member, but that's why, you know, I'm not. My company doesn't offer Kaiser, so I can't take Kaiser. But that was an issue,
right,
so
right,
maybe
right.
People need to think about that when they have doctors from different areas, whatever hospital they're at. But medication
right.
management.
You know,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, what's pretty cool, we've been really trying to push the envelope as much as we can with technology.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're tech savvy and you're on your iPad or, you know, your computer, things like that, and comfortable with that, we have the kp.org. You can do so much now in Kaiser online. I order all of my medication refills online, just like kind of like Amazon, you know, you can just go on and do it. But then also, you know, you're talking about difficulty getting in touch with your doctor. So you can email your physician. So on my profile, it'll show all of the docs that I had seen.
Wow.
And I can directly email them. And so that's really great. And like my mother, who's a Kaiser member, she uses the app, and as soon as she gets her blood test done, she's checking the app because she wants to see how
great.
Her results came out. And it's like real time.
Wow.
So for those who are, you know, comfortable and love their technology, we are able to provide better access through our app. Yeah.
No, that's great. I think going forward, a lot of the baby boomers are high tech, a little higher tech than their parents are. And a good case and example is Facebook, from what I understood. I think 70% of people on Facebook are over 50 years old. There's a huge number of people on Facebook are over 50. So that's something that I think down the road, everybody needs to think about that. But I think I mentioned to you earlier that my doctor just retired. So now they sent me a letter last week saying, this is your new doctor. I said, I didn't choose her. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do. Unfortunately, my company doesn't do Kaiser.
Sorry
but,
about that.
Not a big deal. We'll figure it out. When I turn 65 in 4 years, then I have a choice, right? Because Medicare will take over and I'll choose who I want to choose then. But I did want to talk about, I work with seniors every day for the last 19 years. And one of the biggest things I see with medications is that medications clash with each other. And what I mean is that they're taking medication for the knee or their diabetes or their heart, you know. Medication management and talking to a pharmacist, would that be the best place to go to, or do I have to get a conference call with all three doctors? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, no, you should not have to facilitate or schedule some kind of crazy conference call. I think when it comes to drug interactions, you know, adverse drug reactions, things like that, I mean, your pharmacist can definitely help out. They can check out your medication profile and kind of be able to tell you what to be concerned about, maybe what even needs to be changed, because sometimes interactions can be more serious and we want to change that. The one thing that I would say that is important, though, to minimize the risk of anything like that happening is, as a patient, you can ensure that your medication records, whether it's with your physician or with the pharmacy that you use, that they're as complete and updated and accurate as possible. So that would include not just the prescription drugs that you get from the pharmacy, but also over-the-counter, herbals, vitamins, supplements, all of those kinds of things. And as long as the provider, whether you're working with your pharmacist or your physician, has a complete view of everything you're taking, they can really spot for that risks of interacting drugs or things like that.
Yeah, that's really important. But a lot of people don't realize, you know, when they start taking a medication, let's say at 60 years old, as they age, doesn't that cause more risks in terms of the medication side effects?
Yeah, so, you know, as our body ages, so our liver will metabolize the things we eat or the drugs we take, things like that. So liver metabolism can start to slow. And then our kidneys, they, you know, clear things out of our system. That can slow down, too. So, you know, there are certain medications, because of this change in our body, there are certain medications that we might not recommend in older patients. There's other medications that we'll look at and say, maybe we just need to decrease the dose a little bit, you know, based on how your kidney and your liver test look. And then there might be other medications that we might discontinue. And that, you know, usually when you do the blood test, your healthcare teams checking on your liver and your kidneys, and they can kind of make these adjustments based on that.
Interesting information. We're here with Shelley Kikuchi, pharmacist from Kaiser Hospital. Two things: medications cause side effects when it may get you sleepy, or make you have to go to the bathroom more often, or maybe not at all. What are your recommendations for those two situations?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes there are certain meds that might cloud your memory or might kind of worsen memory issues. So things like sleep aids, you know, they can make you a little bit hazy, or, you know, you might have a harder time waking up and standing up. That's risky, right? We don't want to fall. So if that happens, definitely talk to your doctor, your pharmacist, about either adjusting the dose or changing the med or doing something different. When it comes to the bathroom, there's a couple of things. So one of the common things that seniors might be prescribed are diuretics, or as my father would say, you know, his water pill, the water pill.
And more toilet paper.
So folks are typically... and more toilet paper. Yeah, they should come in a combo pack, right? folks on diuretics, those usually come on for high blood pressure, or, you know, if you're having heart problems, like you might get a diuretic for heart failure, different kinds of things. But it removes fluid from your body, and that helps to reduce your blood pressure to keep it in a safer range. But it also causes this frequent having to go to the bathroom or urinate or shishi more frequently, which can be cumbersome. So what I recommend in that case is that, you know, when you're first starting these as brand new, try to stay home or close to a toilet until you kind of understand how your body responds to the drug, so you don't have to rush. And then also a lot of times for water pills, folks like to take these in the daytime, because if you take it right before bed, it might interrupt your sleep because you have to go to the bathroom, you know, throughout the night. And then diarrhea, some different kinds of meds might cause diarrhea as a side effect. So antacids can, or antibiotics, things like that. In general, if these types of side effects or any problem that you think you're experiencing due to the drug occur, definitely make sure to get with your provider, your healthcare team, or your pharmacist.
Yeah, and I tell people, once this happens, call right away. Don't wait. Wait 2 or 3 days. Not a big deal. 4 days, 5 days. It's getting to be a big deal. Call immediately. When it's medications or your back or you need it, just call immediately, because you just don't know what's going on. You know, I take dinner to my parents every Thursday night. So I was there yesterday. And my dad is really good about helping my mom. My mom takes medications. So he puts it out. So he puts out a pill before dinner and after dinner. Does a time when you really take a medication that important?
And you're a great son, by the way, for visiting every Thursday. Kudos to you. Definitely your schedule, your medication schedule is important. And every medicine you take, it will have its own dosing schedule. And it's going to be different for people. So if you're on the same medicine as, your sister or your neighbor, chances are you're taking it differently. And so it's very specific to you. Some medicines could be once a day, maybe 3 times a day for others. You also have short-term treatment, so say 7 to 10 days for antibiotics or, you know, short-term things. And then there's also medications that are long-term, where you'll be taking it at the same way every single day. So, you know, the main thing is to take your medicines as prescribed at roughly the same time every day as much as possible. And then if meds are discontinued by your physician, then make sure that you go ahead and discontinue and, you know, follow along as prescribed.
And where do you dispose of the medicines? Not down the toilet, right?
No. I think, is that like an old school thing? But, you know, we do definitely recommend that if you have unused medication, that you do, and it's a great question, you got to dispose of it, because the risk is it could get into the wrong hands, like curious Kiki, my 3-year-old son, you know, or pets, right? You know, so it's about safety. So for med disposal at Kaiser, our patients can go to any of our pharmacies, and if they ask for what we call a seal and send mailer envelope. You don't have to ask for that, but just ask for the envelope. The pharmacy team will give you this envelope. You throw your unused meds in there, seal it, drop it in the mail. There's instructions on the mailer, and there's no postage. You can just drop it in any USPS place.
What a great service.
For proper. Yeah, it's good.
Great
it's
service.
Good. I mean, it's a service, and it's a patient safety thing, you know, important. And then, you know, if you're not a Kaiser patient, that's cool. Just ask your local pharmacy or your local pharmacist about disposal options, and they can give you options and guidance. You know, a lot of places do a drug take back day, you know, where we set up a whole thing to take the meds back. And, you know, there's a lot of different options out there.
Well, that's good. And last question before we take a short break here. I have medication myself. I had 2 shoulder surgeries about 6-7 years ago, and I still have the painkillers they gave me. I never took them. I take it back. I took half of one the first day after I had my first shoulder surgery, and I did not feel good. So I stopped taking them. But I still have them. Now, I know 6-7 years is probably not good, but let's say something expired 6 months or a year ago, and I know people keep them. What do they do with those? Can they take it when a shoulder hurts later on? What do you think?
Would they take it? I would say, follow the process that I kind of just described about, working with your pharmacy to properly dispose. Like I said, as much as possible, you don't want these things sitting around, especially, with pain medicine. We worry about diversion or theft or abuse and all of these different kinds of really unsafe things. So we'll always say, go ahead and get rid of them if they're no longer using it. Now, if your physician says, you might want to hold on to this for XYZ, then definitely do that, right? But more often than not, if you're not using it, you can go ahead and dispose.
Okay, good information. We're going to take a short break. We're here with Shelly Kikuchi from Kaiser Hospital. And in our second half of the show, we'll talk a little bit about COVID and the vaccinations. And then we'll talk about Medicare. So, Shelly, great information. I'll tell you, that's how I've learned in 19 years about the different aspects of aging, and pharmacists are great people to talk to. You have a lot of energy. I tell you, you got to be in your 20s. Great information.
Not in my 20s, but thanks again for the compliment.
Okay. Anyway,
thanks for having me.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
5-9 packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. We're here with Shelly Kikuchi from Kaiser Permanente, and we're talking about the pharmacist side of her life and her work, and we're going to talk now about the COVID-19 and the pandemic, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Medicare. So, Shelly, thanks, by the way, for the great information. I like I said before we took the break, this is how I've really learned. I'm not an expert on medications and pharmacists like you are, but I gained so much knowledge in the first half hour that I appreciate that. And, I have several hundred clients of my own on my reverse mortgage business side that it's just valuable. And if I have any questions, I just call you guys, so how has Kaiser been?
I don't know about the reverse mortgage.
Huh? What's that?
Oh, I don't think I can help you with reverse mortgage.
No.
I'll
but
be
that's not
contacting you for that.
No, that's how I got involved with working seniors 19 years ago. I've been in banking since 1988, before you were born, probably.
Cool.
And, I got into this business 19 years ago, and then I realized that I didn't know what senior life was like. I was only 42 years old. So I had to really learn a lot. That's why I started radio. I did several shows on Olelo. But, having people like you on the show and listening and talking to you just enhanced my knowledge and my background. And I share this with the public. I share this with families every day on my life, and also with the magazine and now the radio show. By the way, guys, we got to get you on a webinar. That's the third Wednesdays of every month. And probably by July, we'll probably do 2 or 3 a month. So contact Rick Tabor in the magazine. He's our community development director, and he can get you on there. As well, our calendar, by the way, more people are looking at our calendar because a lot of our partners do webinars and events. So they can check out all those events on our calendar. If you haven't gotten on a calendar, Shelly, get Kaiser Permanente on our calendar. You can post directly to our calendar. Just got to email us. So, but, you know, COVID, I mean,
sounds good.
Whoever thought this would ever happen, this pandemic and COVID, I mean, I remember like February, early part of March, oh, this is kind of getting serious, you know, and like, but I don't think anybody thought how serious this was, not only Hawaii, but worldwide, the effects, not only for Kaiser Permanente, but the effects of how COVID is handled, you know, hit our families, let alone Kaiser Permanente. How has Kaiser been doing with this?
I think we've been doing a pretty good job. I've actually been really proud of all of Kaiser Permanente's efforts throughout the pandemic. And, you know, I just want to say, like, I agree. I mean, who would have ever thought back in last January, February, that, you know, this is what would have panned out? And I just was listening to you talk. I was thinking about, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's an infectious disease clinical pharmacist in Kaiser in Southern California. She was telling me back then, like, oh, we're going to be in this for at least a couple of years. And I said, no way. There's no way.
Don't tell us that.
But, hey, yeah, I mean, yeah, I was in disbelief. But, you know, here we are. But, you know, despite the challenges that, you know, we've all faced, you know, over this past year, like I said, I've been feeling, like, really, really proud of how Kaiser Permanente showed up. You know, from the beginning, we've been real proactive and, you know, doing whatever we could. Probably the first to put in greeters at our buildings and different kinds of things, and really staying on the cutting edge of all of the clinical information as it's been developing to make sure that we can give the best care to our patients, keep our non-COVID patients safe, keep the employees safe, all of these kinds of things. And then what's been really neat to see is that we've put all of our efforts into the COVID-19 vaccination effort and trying to support the community and do as much as we can there. So we have a number of our clinics offer COVID-19 vaccine, and we've been tracking along, you know, as the state's been determining the eligibility. We've done a number of mass vaccinations throughout. So I went with my dad was the first to become eligible at the very beginning. So I tagged along with him and kind of just waited for him when we did our first mass vaccination Saturday clinic at Mopunapuna. And that was, like, amazing. Just, I felt so grateful that he could get vaccinated, and I got to experience that, you know, from a patient's perspective. Kind of a little bit more recently, too, in addition to our clinics and Wanalua Hospital offering vaccines, we've also stood up a mass vaccination site to serve West Oahu, and it's located in Kapolei, where the old Consolidated movie theaters are. So we took over the whole movie theater, and we set up our vaccination site there because, you know, we were looking at it, and Pier 2 is doing an amazing job, you know, supporting in town, and we, you know, the assessment was the state really needs help in getting more vaccine access for the west side of the island, and so that's where we've been providing support. And then in addition to that, we also have what we call our community clinics, where we have small teams, and they go out every week, once, twice a week, to all these different places in the community to try to provide vaccine for communities that maybe cannot get out to, you know, these big vaccine sites. So we've been out to places like we have upcoming community vaccine clinics at Papakulea, Ko'olau Village. We've been supporting Hawaii Longline Association, the Filipino Community Center, and all different locations. And so, you know, we're just doing whatever we can in all of these different venues and really just trying to help to support our community vaccination effort.
Yeah, you guys have done a great job. And as a publicist, publisher, I get stuff sent to me all the time, and I'm very well read. I'm very well watched and reviewed. I watch all three news channels every day. 7 days a week, twice a day, sometimes midday. I get things sent to me every day from the newspaper to PBN to the, you know, media outlets. But, and you, so you guys have done a great job, and I commend you guys for it. But you know, there are still people that said, nah, I don't know if I want to get vaccinated. What would you tell somebody? I run to people maybe once, twice a week. They say, I haven't got vaccinated. I was in Kona last week for a senior softball small tournament, and one of our players didn't get vaccinated. And he goes, no, I'll wait. What do you tell people about if they say, I'll wait?
Yeah, I'm like, go for it. Please get vaccinated. Don't wait.
I know. That's what I would say.
But yeah, good. Thank you. That's great. You know, that's the message, really. Spot on. And, you know, you're plugged into all of the news, and they're talking a lot about vaccine hesitation, and, you know, we're concerned about how do we address vaccine hesitation. And, you know, honestly, you know, sharing of information and, you know, providing platforms like this, you know, to provide information, share information, and educate, it's a key strategy to kind of, you know, address this and help out. And so, you know, some of my talking points, like if I have friends or family who might be really worried about side effects or, you know, hesitant to get vaccinated, is a few things. So first off, it's really important to know that the United States has a lot of processes and procedures, like rigorous clinical trials, for example, that really are put in place to first and foremost ensure safety, and then secondarily ensure efficacy. So safety and efficacy, they're top priorities, and I really believe we do the best job of that in the U.S. We're probably the most conservative and the most rigorous. All of the COVID-19 vaccines that are available in the U.S. today, so Pfizer, Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson, all have been shown to be both safe and effective at preventing COVID-19. The second thing I like to share is that none of these vaccines that we're using in the U.S. have live virus. There's no live virus in it, so you're not going to get infected with COVID-19.
It's interesting you say that, Dr. Shelley, because I thought that's what a vaccine does. That's not true?
Yeah. So you hear about people getting their first shot and maybe getting some side effects, maybe worse side effects after the second shot, you know, if you have the two-shot regimen. And then that's the real thing. You may or may not get side effects. Some people might just have a sore arm, and other people might have full-blown flu-like side effects. And really what that is it's your body's way of showing that it's mounting its immune response to COVID, figuring out the virus and learning how to mount an immune response. Hmm. On the other hand, though, if you don't get those crazy side effects, you should not worry that you're not mounting an immune response. So for me, I only had a sore arm, and I was getting a little paranoid, like, oh my goodness, will I be protected? But, you know, not everybody gets the symptoms. Some do, and it's equally effective regardless of how you immediately respond. But the important call out is having those side effects, that immune response, flu-like symptoms type things, or even a sore arm, it does not mean that you're infected with a virus. Those are two very different things. And you will not become infected with COVID. Your body learns in getting the vaccine, your body gets to kind of know the virus, and your immune system learns how to fight it. And what happens as a result is that's how it prevents you from getting COVID-19 in the future.
That's interesting.
Or in the worst case scenario, if you're in the very, very small minority that is fully vaccinated and might get COVID-19, it does decrease the risk of having very severe, life-threatening type COVID illness.
And so when people have side effects, sometimes serious side effects, is that because they have probably from existing chronic diseases as well?
The side effects to the vaccine, no. I don't think that there's any correlation to whether you have chronic conditions or not. It's just some folks have a little bit more side effects after the vaccine, and others don't.
Okay. I
do have a pharmacist tidbit.
Okay.
Just a pharmacist tidbit. If you have not yet gotten your COVID shot, you definitely can take Tylenol if you're having Tylenol or acetaminophen. You can get it over the counter. You can take it if you're having side effects, but it's important to not pre-medicate with it. You don't want to take Tylenol before you get the shot. Only keep it on hand if you are having those side effects and feeling uncomfortable afterwards, and then you can go ahead and take that to help.
Okay, it's good. Yeah, good tip. I just hydrated. I mean, I drink a lot of water anyway every day, but I did extra water and hydration the day before my test, my second vaccine, and then that day I drank Gatorade to stay hydrated. So that really helped. My wife and I both didn't have any side effects.
Yeah, I have heard that really helped out. Getting well hydrated in preparation. In fact, my husband has been telling people, yes, just make sure you hydrate.
Yeah,
hydrate
that's,
before the shot. It really helps.
That's hydration is for everything, I think. Stay hydrated all day long.
Yeah.
Have a quick question. So I was at a talking to a professional coach, and he said, you know, he was coaching kids, and he said, in regards to hydration, you know, you go to the park, you drink water during the game, which is good, but really hydration starts 2 hours before you play the game. So you need to hydrate before you play the game. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm not necessarily an expert in hydration, but it's like an ongoing all the time kind of a thing. You know, you want to hydrate before and always try to stay hydrated. I personally have a hard time keeping up with my water, but it's something that I always try to keep up my hydration as much as possible. But yes, definitely before and all the time.
Yeah. I keep my water. In fact, I asked that question because I usually bring my water bottle to the studio here and I forgot it in my car. You know, so I bring my water bottle everywhere I go. Okay. So Kaiser, you guys are one of the leaders in Medicare service. And like I said, you know, my eye doctor, maybe like 6 years ago, was okay. I'm not going to be taking Medicare anymore. So I said, Doc, I was like 50 something years old. I'm just letting you know. I put a sign out by the front there, so all my senior clients know that I'm not taking Medicare anymore. I said, wow, you got to find another doctor. That's really hard. That's really hard to do nowadays. But so how does Kaiser handle that situation? But you always have doctors that take Medicare. Yeah, is that correct?
Yes, we do. We take Medicare, we take Quest, we take, you know, all plans and all patients. So Kaiser, we offer a Medicare Advantage plan, or Medicare Advantage plans. We have employer plans and we have individual plans. We offer Medicare Advantage on Oahu, Maui, and Hawaii Islands. And the plans differ slightly per county. In addition to that, we have supplemental options where you could get comprehensive dental, eyewear, hearing aid benefits, things like that. And if you think that you're interested in joining Kaiser Permanente, give us a call. We have a Hawaii Medicare sales office with a phone number that will take you to a human being here on Oahu, not like a massive call center where you can actually talk to somebody about your options and what might work best for you. And so that phone number is 808-432-5915. Again, so our Hawaii Kaiser Permanente Medicare sales office is 808-432-5915.
And so,
so give us a call if you're considering.
Yeah, I would just tell everybody. I tell a lot of seniors that they need to look at all the options. So Kaiser is considered a health maintenance organization. Can you explain that real quick? And difference between that?
HMO.
Yeah. I'm not used to an HMO.
HMO is a kind of our managed care organization is what Kaiser is. So we're an integrated system. And if you're a Kaiser member, you would use our clinics, our hospital, our physicians, healthcare team, pharmacies, you know, the whole shebang. We provide all of the services for the most part under one roof. I know for some, if they're not, you know, familiar with Kaiser, that can be kind of a big change. But, you know, there's definite really good benefits that I could see for Kaiser. And again, you know, like I said, I've been a lifelong member and I'm an employee of Kaiser. And so, of course, I'm biased, but maybe I can share a little bit about my Kaiser experience. Is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So my mom, my mother actually, she was one of like the first Kaiser Hawaii members, probably. Kaiser Permanente was established here in the islands over 60 years ago by Henry J. Kaiser. And he loved to vacation here, and so he established a health plan here in the islands. And Henry J. Kaiser was this American industrialist, they say. He built these warships in World War II, and he was one of the teams that built the Hoover Dam and all these things. So my grandfather, my mom's dad, he was a contractor back then, and he put up hotels in Waikiki, like the Outrigger hotels, for example. So he was, you know, in the same business, and he kind of followed Henry Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Kaiser came and started the health plan, he signed up himself, his wife, and his six children, one of which was my mom. So my mom, ever since they started on, she never left Kaiser. She's been with Kaiser Permanente, and she eventually got my dad on Kaiser. Like I said, my brother and myself, we were born at the original hospital back when Kaiser Permanente was in Waikiki. But, you know, the whole thing about what is an HMO and why would I make that change? You know, I always just think of remembering being a child growing up, what my mom would say. And she would say that, you know, Kaiser Permanente provides the best value. So best quality at the best price. You know, we're the only 5-star Medicare plan in the state, which I'm proud of, you know, and but also at a good price. And she would also say this thing about one-stop shop, you know, I do remember. And so she really loved being able to access her doctor, pharmacy, lab, x-ray, all of that in one building. You know, that was really nice. And again, earlier we were talking about the electronic medical records, everybody that you see has your info, which has been helpful because as I've seen my parents age, I've also seen them work with a lot of different providers at Kaiser Permanente in Hawaii. So not just their primary care physicians, but a number of specialists, some physical therapy. They've even had procedures, you know, here at Kaiser Permanente. And, you know, in fact, back in the 70s, when my father was with Kaiser, he became acutely ill. He was really, really sick. Like, we almost lost him. And Kaiser Permanente took care of him. And to this day, he credits Kaiser for saving his life, you know. And then not only that, but my parents didn't end up in any kind of financial bankruptcy because they had great insurance, you know. So he's had an amazing life, and, you know, we're very thankful to keep here, Kaiser Permanente. So, yeah, you know, we're a great system. You know, we do offer really great quality, and, you know, it's a great value. Like my mom says, the one-stop shop. So those are the things that, in my personal experience, that I love to share about Kaiser Permanente.
No, that's a great story. I did want to ask you, what are the different locations? So you have Mupunapuna, which is down by the old Bob Big Boys that G3 didn't know about. Bob Big Boys and Mupunapuna. You have the Kaiser Moanalua. You have Kaiser
on
King Street, corner of King Street and Pensacola.
Yeah, Pensacola. Yeah, that's our Honolulu clinic. We have a Kaiser in Hawaii Kai. We have
where in Hawaii Kai are you located at?
Clinics in Haneohe.
Is it right by the shopping center?
I'm not
center
so
or
good
down,
at explaining directions.
Oh, not a big deal.
It's like, you know, you just keep driving east.
I'm sure you
it's by the shopping centers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure if you live in Hawaii Kai, yeah, we know where it's at. So when you say Kola, you mean Haneohe?
Haneohe? Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we have a Ko'olau clinic, and then in the leeward side, we have a Waipio clinic, which is in Waipahu. It's by the Costco.
Oh, yeah.
And the Tony car dealership.
Yeah.
That one I know.
Okay.
And then we just put up a brand new, beautiful, high-tech, cutting-edge clinic in West Oahu in Kapolei. It's really neat. It's
wow.
Like, we just opened it. Yep. And we wanted it to be, like all of our clinics, like we wanted it to be a hub or a place for the community, just a really nice clinic to support the leeward side. We also have clinics in Maui, Big Island, and in Lihue on Kauai.
Oh, you're on all the islands? You said
mm-hmm.
Big Island,
yes,
Maui, Kauai. Oh, good for you. I did not know that. I'm only Oahu-centric, so
yeah,
I didn't think
yeah.
about that. Yeah, like I said, I guys, if you or your parents have a doctor that's retiring or is going to retire, this process to find another doctor can be a little bit trying, can take some time. And I do recommend you interview the doctor. And I don't know how that happens because they're so busy, you know. Or just call Dr. Shelley Kikuchi here where he can help you out. But yeah, Kaiser, I mean, like I said, it's hard to get these guys on the phone anymore, you know. And it's amazing mm-hmm. how difficult mm-hmm. it is. So for Kaiser, do we call Kaiser or do we call Dr. Shelley or do we go online? How do we pick a doctor at Kaiser Permanente?
Pick a doctor. Yeah. So, you know what I find is the common myth about Kaiser Permanente is like, I can't pick my doctor. I'm just like stuck with whoever. And that's a huge disadvantage. But that's actually a myth, you know. Yes, you know, you have a number of Kaiser Permanente physicians to select from, but we actually have, just to support the state of Hawaii, over 600 physicians, and we have providers in over 100 specialties, you know, and our physicians are amongst the best that Hawaii has to offer. But, you know, when it comes to selection, you do have a choice. So maybe I'll describe. So a few years ago, I was pregnant with my son. And so, you know, I got to be a patient and I was, you know, going to OBGYN. And I actually had visits with maybe a few different of the physicians in OBGYN. And then I found the one that, oh, this doctor, she's a fit for me. You know, we fit. It's like everything else in life. Like, it's really about fit. And, you know, everybody's different and everybody needs a different kind of support or type of support. So I found my physician that I felt really comfortable with, and then she's my forever OBGYN, or at least until she retires. So you do have the option. And of course, you know, even our physicians, they retire too, you know. And so if that fateful day occurs, then, you know, our healthcare team will recommend other docs that might be a good fit for you. And if you see them, you don't have to panel to them and make them yours forever. You can always kind of, you know, see different providers till you find that best provider that works well for you.
That's good to know. It's really important to understand this process. Now, you guys have your own physical therapist as well, right? When you say you're a one-stop shop.
Yes. We do have physical therapy. And you know why I know this? Because my mother's used physical therapy and she has loved them.
But I think, we do. Yeah, I think it's so important when you have any ailments. Like I said, I had a tennis elbow for a little while, and so I had some physical therapy on my elbow. And then my Achilles was really bothering me. Like I said, I'm not a fast runner, but I'm explosive out of the mm-hmm. box, you know. But I don't run very fast, but I had Achilles problems, so I had a physical therapist for my Achilles. So, yeah, I recommend everybody, guys, out there, any little ailment, use your insurance, whether it's Kaiser or anybody else. But, yeah, one-stop shop is a great way to go, but especially for Medicare. So, real quick, Medicare, since you're a pharmacist, how does Kaiser handle the prescription medications for Medicare?
Is it
covered or how?
Depending on which... Yeah, covered. And it's depending on which Kaiser Permanente Senior Advantage plan that you have. And it's based on, you know, your coverage and your county. And there's nuances, you know, between from plan to plan or county to county. But yes, there's Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage. And, you know, there's tiering. And it's all really spelled out for you about what that coverage is, what your copay could be, things like that.
Good
I'm
news.
Not really the Medicare benefit expert, but if you call the number, then somebody will. Yeah. And they have great, like, really straightforward handouts things that they can send you so you can kind of see what your options are and make a real educated decision.
Great, Dr. Ms. Pharmacist Shelley Kikuchi from Kaiser Permanente. Thank you so much for the information. Guys, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, you know, listen to the show if you want more information. It's so important to understand the medication side and really important to talk to your pharmacist. I mean, you got one of the best here in Dr. Shelley here. But thank you so much for Kaiser Permanente, Dr. Shelley Kikuchi. Don't forget, you can go to generations808.com. This show will be on there in a couple of days. All our past shows are there. Don't forget our Facebook page. Dr. Shelley will be promoting it on our own Generations Facebook page. But thank you so much. And then looking forward to you guys down the road having more articles in Generations Magazine. So don't forget, the third Wednesday of every month is our Generations webinars. You can look at our website or look at a magazine. We have a list of all the webinars coming up for the next 3 months. So anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. And always, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
5914777. Shoot 'em. Who's got the best deals in Vegas around?
Shoot 'em.
Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play.
5914777 today.
Good luck,
we go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.